Good evening, everyone.
Log Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. I am Chief Langley, and tonight we're going to lecture on the occults in colonial history and slavery and the effects it has on Negro genealogy. One thing in American history, many people are not aware of: colonial cults. Slavery is a part of the occult. Racial reclassification is a part of the occult. So tonight, I'm going to deal with the aspect of the occult from hidden knowledge, secrets, not any mythical religion, spiritual practices. That's not what we're going to deal with tonight. The real meaning of occult is hidden information that is kept secret. So tonight, we're going to address that. And we're going to address it from a genealogical perspective. The so-called African-American race in America, to a point, is a myth. So when you take time to study Negro ancestry, you're talking about people from all over the world. These things are very important. So tonight, we're going to address some of these rituals, these cults. The colonial white man has created a spell. That's why we have spelling. So when we write in cursives. Therefore, creating a curse. You have to be very careful with the English language. The English language, the American English language, is about as old as slavery, 400, 500 years old. So many of the words they were using at that time, there wasn't no 26 letters in the alphabet at that time. It didn't exist. So when they spoke phonetically. You have to understand this. The word Negro is a curse created for a slave. Many people don't understand this. Many people can't relate to this. What are the spells that they created? Laws. You can't do this. You can't do that. You break from slavery, you go to jail. These are spells, written spells created by the occult. So the Negroes were not able to read in English. That's just like you and I finding a note. And on the note, we found somebody was talking about us when we're able to read the note. This is why the spell didn't want Negro people to read in English. You would discover the spell written by the occult. See, I have to break it down to you on this level so you really understand. What is the abracadabra effect? Laws. I cast a spell on you. The law says you are a slave. You become a slave because it is written, and now I place you in a condition. That's part of the occult. See, these things you got to understand, and you got to understand them well, because tonight I'm going to break the curse. See? Everywhere in the world, people are defined by colonialism or by Europeanism. They will come in your country, write you out of history. 3 generations later, your children will not know who or what they are if you do not pass it down because of the curse. What is the curse? Don't teach these children to read and write in English. Teach them to speak English, and they don't know what they're speaking. Cut them off from their own languages. This is the occult. See, you thinking some spooky rituals. No! The magic is right before your eyes. Deception. Deceit. These things you must always be aware of. So I'm going to free you. You got to understand what type of magic game they're playing. Who's the magician? What is the illusion? Backed by law. And what is law? Doesn't exist really until they write it on paper. See what the law says. The laws don't make anything right or wrong. See, these are things you must be aware of. See, I got to hammer away tonight to you on this because I want you to understand the curse, the spell that has lasted for 400 years. When I was in college, we used to do something called a flea experiment. And what we would do, we would put fleas in a jar. And we would put the top on the jar. After 5 or 10 minutes, the fleas would continue to jump up towards the jar. The top, the lid. We would remove the lid. The flea would not go out. We would turn the jar upside down. The flea would not go out. We removed some of the fleas from the jar. The flea jumped back in the jar. See, that is what we call conditioning. This is what happened to the so-called Negro races here in America. I said racist, not race. Because you got Negroes that come from all over the planet that were brought here in slavery. India, Asia, certain parts of Africa, the Pacific Islands. You ought to realize who were the leprechaun people. Were they really leprechauns? They will make you think so. Or were they some of those African tribes that migrated out into the Netherlands? Into Iceland and Greenland. Into the Antilles. The occult had you and I thinking growing up that the Tasmania was a Tasmanian devil when the British came in and wiped out an entire being of people. Placed many of them in slavery, but they don't tell you that, but you go and read those records. So how did they wipe a whole race out? On paper. What you don't kill, You kill it on paper. Doesn't exist. Make him a slave. Make her a slave. Rape him. This is part of the occult. You got to understand the ways and knowledge of these people and the practices that they did of things that they kept hidden. Never in any history books that I have come across that it talks about the debate, the issue of race on the congressional floors in South Carolina, where the British said in 1834, we pull nearly 100 million over hundreds of years, Indians and East Indians, into American slavery. The Americas. But you Americans want to equate that to a few blacks. Why would they have this argument? Because the majority of so-called African American people are mixed with the people that come from India. You better be aware of this. Because the Country Medical, a tri-state medical society, you know, 1908, said 320,000 Indo-Africans. So many of your grandmothers are absolutely correct. You have Indian ancestry. But if you can't find out what it is, it ain't American Indian. It's from India. You're not thinking how many thousands of years the Indians were in Africa. How many thousands of years the Africans were in India. Because when you break it down, what is southern Ethiopia? India. The people in Cameroon are not the same people who were in Cameroon 300-400 years ago. People migrated in. Those people that they took from that area during slavery were Indo-Africans, which means the Indians and the African have mingled for thousands of years to create some of these Indian tribes and create some of these African tribes who have Indian ancestry or African ancestry. They are mixed. You got to understand what they mean by mulattoes and what they mean by albinos. See? These things are hidden knowledge held by the occult. And if you don't understand these things, you do not know how to navigate through history. You never find it. Sometimes you have to become ambitious. You have to become curious. You have to become hungry for knowledge. But that which you seek, you need to do it within truth. If you're not walking in truth, if you're not walking in seeking the truth, you will never find the truth. You will engage in confusion, deception, deceit. See, the valley of knowledge is found in the lake of ignorance, the sea of ignorance. But you got to understand these occult tactics that were played on you and I ancestors. See, many of the Z's that you and I encounter today come from mixed blood, mixing the races, which you shouldn't do that. These diseases are proof of it. You're creating hybrid people. There's a reason why some of the biblical teachers say like kind with like kind. They wasn't being racist. They were being prejudiced for a reason. Certain chemicals you don't mix, because you're going to get an adverse reaction. Does water and electricity mix? No. These are things you really have to become aware of. So in your psyche now, your belief system comes from colonialism. One man in colonialism thinking is free. Because an illusion, white appears to be pure. Because they created that. And black is such a death. And if black is so harmful, why are these judges wearing black robes? That's a question you should ask. Why is justice classified in black? That's the perception. These are things you should question. So the occult created the racist. The occult created slave breeding. And you wonder why you're sick today. They don't talk about the number of children in colonial times because of slave breeding. Developed cross eyes, bow legs, blindnesses, deafness. All of these things can come about from mixed racing. Oh, Langley, that's preposterous. Kiss my ass. You better go and read and research. You don't cross. So here you are today, trying to understand who and what you are. So you're going to have to look at it from an occult perspective. Let's hang a man from a tree in front of his wife and children. That's an occult tactic. Now they create a ritual. What is this ritual going to do? What is this ceremony going to do? It's going to put fear in the hearts and minds of the other people. Once again, going back to the occult. So when you understand these things, you break free. But you know, you are aware of your surroundings now. So what are you going to do about it? You're going to learn as much about yourself, as much about your ancestry, as much about your genealogy, as much about your necessity of who you are. And in gaining and finding this knowledge,
you gain power, assurance, reliance, perseverance, all of these things are inside of you. The more you learn about your ancestry, the more love you will find deep inside of you for yourself. See, slave and Negroes are no more than occult characters that was created by the Europeans. See, these are fictitious characters. To make a man a slave, you must bind him down in chains. Then you must write it on paper. Place a name on his chest or his forehead he knows nothing about. Then turn around, give him a religion, and said the mythical God created this for him to be a slave. And that comes from the dumbest white man on the planet. Because their ancestor was really dumb. Because they wasn't smart to build anything. They're dumb. Colonial white people were dumb. If they were so righteous and bright, they would not have created slaves. They would pick their own cotton. See, you have to know how to handle them. They ain't bright as they think they were. Everything they have achieved in this country have came from war, thievery, and rape. Everything. So you got to understand what's going on here. You must know. The occult practices are the 500 years. And during this 500-year reign, the cult created 400 years of a Negro. Then in the past 150 years, your identity has changed and continued to change. And everybody else's has stayed the same. From Negra, Negro, Nigga, Colored, Black. What has white people been in America? They don't even want to consider themselves no longer European. They were just white. And you continue to transition, which leaving the residue, so there really wasn't a transition, a change. See, the difference between change and transformation don't leave any residue. Change leaves a residue. So no matter how they change it from color, the black, the Afro-American, African-American, it's still attached to the Negro. And for those dumbasses out there who want to get rid of the word Negro because it's so offensive, you ain't going to find nothing about your ancestry without being tied to it. Do your genealogy and see what comes up in the 1800s. See what comes up in the 1900s, 1930s and 40s and 50s. So Negro is a dishonor to you? It wasn't to your ancestry. Wasn't to your ancestors. They embraced it. They caught more hell than you and wore the badge of Negro. But now you so African-American and Negro is such a bad coin. Okay, all right. That's a whole nother subject for me to get into. So let's deal with the occult. Don't you know, in earlier colonial times, they call walking people spirits and angels here in America? What are the spirits engaging into today? That word was common, describing men and women, spirits, because they knew you are not of flesh. You are spiritual beings back then. See, these are things you must understand. You got to understand the ritual that has been played and is right before your eyes. No one understands that learning how to spell, when you're spelling, you create a spell with words. Then turn around, your Bible tells you, don't be ensnared by your words. So they got you using the English language, saying things that many times could be a damnation of your soul. How in the world is the word hello, hell is low, proper greeting, a blessing in the morning time? Hello. Really? What's the base word of it? Hell. Understand the spell. And you wonder many times when you wake up in the morning with a hello, you got a hell of a day. You didn't wake up right because according to the English language, when you wake up, hell is low. So the best that I can advise all of you to do, find a greeting in your native language. That's your greeting for the morning. That's your greeting for the evening. If you learn nothing else about your native languages, learn the morning call, the afternoon, and the evening. So you don't have to create hell in the morning when you wake up saying hello. These things are crucial. They are very important. See, spells are not only created with symbols, they're created with colors in this America occult system called law. A man would tell you in colonial times, you have broken the law. You say, where? And show you something, a spell written on paper. See? Does it really exist? No. So, Chief Langley, how does this affect genealogy? Because the children of those slaves, the children of those indigenous people, whether in Africa, Asia, India, or the Americas, the spell that was created for them not to read or write, not to speak their own language in the next generation is why the descendants of them today don't know who they are. It was a spell turned into a generational curse that exists today. See, tonight, I'm giving you something to think about. Because you need to think about it. Think about it. And you need to think about it profoundly. Because you need to come up out of it. Learn your greetings. Because this English language, to a point, has made you and I sick. Because these words we're using, these frequencies behind these words, we're condemning our own selves to a point. So you got to understand the effects this has on your ancestry. It's a damn shame. All these Indo-African people in this country and don't even know it. It's a damn shame that society has built a perception that making all of them think there's only one type of Indian in this country. Once again, that word is a spell because those people didn't call themselves that. Only the people in India called themselves that. So why is that? Do y'all understand what I am saying to you tonight? Break the spell. Well, she's like, well, how are we going to do that? Because now it's a mental thing. But your spirituality is the fuel that will override it. Up out of it. Yuchi is not the name of my people. That's the colonial European name. What is the name in our own language? Tahola. Children of the sun. People of the sun. Well, if you of the sun, you're going to be bronze and burnt. You ain't lily white. Oh, Chief Langley, that's just a personification. It's a personification for you. It ain't for me. Some of you have walked around this earth invisibly seen, and people tell you you don't exist. I'm trying to tell you something. Trying to tell you who you really is or who you are. When you gravitate to these things, you begin to drink from the river of knowledge. You begin to eat from the tree of knowledge. Therefore, you are getting the right nutrients you need for your own self-salvation. These things are very, very important. So now the Negro in the colonial time that came from Asia, that came from China, that came from India, that came from the Pacific Islands. That came from Western Africa. That came from Eastern Africa. That came from Central Africa. Because they don't classify the Northern Africa as Negro, nor do they do the Ethiopians. So now, what is he? So because that knowledge was not preserved and cut off. Let's just make all these people African-American today. See, most people don't know Jesse Jackson is not responsible for that. Jesse didn't come up with that. Jesse gained the fame of it by pushing it. But Jesse didn't come up with that. That came from somebody else. So you need to go study the history of that. Without going around here saying Jesse Jackson is responsible for us being African American. No, he's not. You need to go talk to an Air Force officer who Jesse got the idea from. Jesse just took the ball and ran with it. He didn't coin that phrase. He's giving credit. But it's not him. But before you were African-American, you were Afro-American. That don't belong to Jesse either. See? Let me tell you something. Social media can be an enlightenment in your life, but social media can also be a damnation on your soul. Because your ass will be totally lost listening to that crap. Because half of it is not even true. Perception. Modern day cyber occultism. Propaganda. White folks done it so long, now black folks doing it on each other. And half them Negroes that think that they're genealogists and sociologists and historians are not. Period. Think you can define your history by looking at pictures and trying to get people to look kind of alike. That ain't it. Why the hair has changed? Huh? African-American people as a whole, so-called, you need to start looking at India. And I guarantee you, you will find that Indian grandma, that Indian grandfather. Matter of fact, you will find them before they even got on the boat and brought here as slaves. But these things are very important. Just take your time and start looking at the people in India. Go ahead and look and reflect. And see, don't you find common bonds with yourself. I'm trying to tell you something. These things are important. So the occultism created the Negro races here in America. See, the occultism will have you fighting for freedom in the 4th of July, and you a slave. Trickery. See, a man in a foreign land, a man, descendants and children in a foreign circumstance, they don't know who they are. This European man is very good with trickery. Tricknology, he is the master. Deceit, he's the master.
whether you want to believe it or not. He will change your name and send you a letter and certify this is no longer your name. You say, oh, well, you know, they say we can't use this name no more. That's what the government say. That's what the paper say. See, they cast those spells on paper. In abracadabra or hocus pocus, they get you. How do you break the cycle? How do you get your family involved? How do you get your friends involved? Well, let me explain something to y'all. It used to be an old Negro song. I died, my soul be lost, nobody fault but mine. You have to deal with you. Sometimes you can't take daddy, you can't take mama, you can't take brother, you can't take sister, you can't take son, you can't take daughter. It's all about you. You're going to have to do yourself on this one. If they don't get it, the hell with them. You get it. Now, I know it's a lonely road, but you, some people you can't carry with you. You got to go at it alone. Because it's your life, your soul, and your spirit. So you decide how you want to flow. They can chain the hand and feet, but they can never chain your mind unless you bow to the pressure of it. So what are you going to do? These things you should always think about. And that's why tonight we're dealing with the occultism. Because that's all these laws are. Slavery, cultism, that's all it is. That's all it was. If you didn't want to be a slave, they will kill you or put you in jail. I know white folks don't want to hear it today, but it, damn it, it was your ancestors that wrote this crap. Suck it up, deal with it. Hey. Why you guys all want to dig on the past? You don't say nothing to the Jews every year. That happened in Germany. So don't tell me to forget. I ain't going to forget nothing at all. I may forgive you, but I am not forgetting. How you going to forgive? How you going to forget? Really? There's many things in this country you would love for people of color to forget. So you can have an ease of conscience for the dirt that your ancestors did? Uh-uh. Ain't going to happen. Not on my watch. Uh-uh. We ain't gonna go there. Now, I ain't gonna antagonize you, but you thought some nonsense. I'm gonna let you know what time it is. These are things you must know. All of these laws is nothing but a magic trick, because that's how they were able to bind you and I ancestors. By laws. No more slavery. Write it on paper. There's slavery. Write it on paper. See? An illusion was created and made a reality by writing something on paper and placing a person in a condition
That is an occult. So how do they do it? See, it was easy for them to be violent because 90% of the white people that came into this country were convicts. They were already thieves and murderers sent here in the hull of many ships. And you wonder why America has a violent problem today? Study their early colonial history of who came here and what type of year and where they were on the boat in the hull of the ship. Chained down. Don't let them tell you otherwise. I am telling you what you can find if you go and look for it. So it was very easy for those now criminals to become slave owners and to create criminal acts. They didn't have no conscience for raping anybody. Hell, their ancestors raped people in England. That's why they put them out. They ain't had no problem with killing. Their ancestors killed. They didn't have no problem with robbery. They didn't have no problem being in debt and cheating people. That's what they come from. That is their ancestral lines. You got to understand this. The more you understand, the more you will understand what you're dealing with this American system. The condition of your mind didn't start yesterday. It started many generations ago. Some of you, after 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 generations, are now just breaking free. There's a time in the South, and a lot of blacks, so-called blacks, do it today. You walking down the sidewalk, here come a white person. Many of you will move to the side or step in the road. Why is that? That comes from condition. Some of you don't know why you do it, because it was always done that way. That's that flea effect. Better wake up, smell the coffee. Because this is what the occult has created. So now their occultism is now being imprinted upon your belief system. Better wonder where your belief system come from. These things are very important. So I want you to remember these things. Always. Colonial law, black codes, Jim Crow, slavery is a part of the American occultism. That is exactly what it is. Abracadabra. I'll make you a slave and sell you. Okay. These things are important. And before we go, anyone have any questions? 347-526. You have the floor. Three, four, seven. You have anything?
Oh, no, I'm just listening to you.
Three, three, six. You have anything?
No, I'm just listening, Chief. This is Jerry.
Okay. So, study the occultism. Study the rituals of written law. Study the nursery rhymes. All these things you must study. And when you study these things, you will have an aha moment. It is not hard. It is not difficult. When you examine the Negro, there's all parts of him that come from all over the world, or her. But do not no longer disregard Indians from India or South Asians or the Asiatic Negro or the Negro Asiatic or the Lascars or the Black Portuguese. All of them today are under the banner of African American. Which 100 years ago, they were all under the banner of Negro. Ethnic group of people that has been clearly washed out of slavery. They don't even write about them in the history books. But go check the slave logs. Check the ship logs. Check the runaway slave ads. See what you find. East India Indian. Yellow man, brown skin, hair like an Indian. Don't overlook that. I am telling you, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia alone had 60,000 of those slaves that came from India alone. I don't nobody coming to me talking about my great-great-grandmama's Cherokee. I tell you what, you better go check the records. 60,000 people from India in slavery. I ain't talking no indentured servant. That's why when you read those slave records, they talk about African raised and African bred. Miscellaneous slaves. What's a miscellaneous slave? All of this is clear to you if you study the Dutch East India Company. Clearly. Study it. See what you find. Study the slave trade in the Indian Ocean. And what was it before it was the Indian Ocean? The Ethiopian Sea. Study it. See what you find. See, you got to have, you must have open mind. If you don't have it, you ain't gonna find your way. You're not. Because you're going to come to realize Indian just meant Indian. They didn't decipher between the difference. Except when it came for a bill of sale. Where did this Indian come from? Pakistan? Sri Lanka? Bombay. Okay. So those are the things you must consider. Until tonight, that's why we dealt with the occultism. Check out your sicknesses. Check out your illnesses. Check out why you feel a certain way at a certain time of year. Every year you get a certain ache at the same time. Your back or your foot gonna ache. Where did it come from? Where did you inherit that genetic memory from? See, more than the mind has a memory, your body has a memory. That's why you got the nose like your grandfather or grandmother, eyes like them, lips like them, dimples like them. You walk like them. Your voice is like them. How it happened? Don't you think for 1 minute what's in you won't pass down from 4 or 5 generations. Or he looked just like his daddy. He looked just like his granddaddy. Well, what make you think he or she don't look like the great-great-granddaddy or great-great-grandmama? Y'all better wake up and smell the coffee. Really? Your genetic makeup can flow strong the 7 or 8 generations. That's why you got to deal with this occult thing from a spiritual perspective now. See, they can't see spirit. See, you can navigate in the spirit. You can go places in the spirit. You can tap in somebody's head through the spirit. Some of you better think back why some of your grandfather, grandmother would be sitting back in a chair with their eyes closed, twiddling their thumbs. What were they doing? Man, think about that one. What type of telepathy is going on here? These things are to be looked upon and not to be disregarded. No longer can you allow yourself to be blind. No longer can you allow yourself to be ignorant to certain things, even though ignorant is where you find the knowledge. Don't disregard these things. I want everybody on this call tonight, when you get off the phone, go examine yourself. Go stand in front of the mirror and examine. Get butt naked. If you can stand to look at yourself. Cut the light off. Glaze into a mirror. Then cut the light on and tell me what you see. Tell me, don't you have your grandfather, your granduncle, or great-grandfather nose, eyes, ears, teeth, lips, shoulders, chest? Because that doesn't belong to you. It was passed on to you. You inherited that. No longer ignore what you inherited, because you can inherit behavior. You can inherit habits. And you wandering around trying to figure out who you are. You should never try to figure out who you are without examining yourself first. I'm telling you, check yourself out, and you will know. Take your hand and put it in front of your face. Examine your hand. Examine your arms. Examine your legs. Examine your feet. Examine yourself. You will find who you are. These things are very, very important. And so tonight, that's why I recovered the occultism. Now take your time and go Google occultism and genealogy and watch how many screens come up. Take my word for it. You will find out they relate. Occultism and the American law. Google it in the same sentence and watch what pops up. Go ahead. You have nothing but time on your hands to make it happen. I'm telling you. I teach because I care. I teach because I want you to know. I teach you what I know so you will know. Because I don't want you envious and jealous of me. This is the path you take. Any questions, call me along the way. And those of you that are on this journey and no other family members are on this journey, you are supposed to be on this journey. And what you are gathering is for you. So don't be concerned about them if they don't get it or don't want to get it. It's not for them to get it. It is for you. So stop being concerned about that. You're wasting your breath. You're wasting your time. This journey is for you and for you alone. If your wife is with you, it's a blessing. If not, it's not a curse. She's on her own, or he's on his own. But you do this for you. If you worried about somebody else in your family trying to get it, you're going to get bogged down, and you're going to get lost. It ain't for them. It's for you. Now, what you have would be a blessing to them if they have eyes and ears. If not, forget it. Press on, move forward, do you. Because I'm going to tell you, this genealogy thing, I have you up 3, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the morning. It would take you out of your sleep at 2 o'clock in the morning to get up and start researching. Tell you. And for those that like to get your groove on, I'm going to tell you right now. When you get on a genealogical search, the high from it, the sex from it, it is no greater pleasure. Discovering who you are. You think you've been studying for two hours, you turn around, it has been six, or it has been four. Because now you're fellowshipping with the ancestors. And if you listen, and listen carefully, you can hear them in your ears and in your head. I'm not telling you what I reckon. I'm telling you what I know. So on that note, this has been our lecture for tonight. Anybody else have any questions? The floor is open right now. Or we disconnect. I'll go down the call line again. 347-526. Go ahead.
Chief, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello. Hey, how you doing, Chief Langley? This is Curtis. Now, I have a friend at my job her family's from North Carolina. She was telling me a tradition where her grandmother would beat the wall to get the pain out of her body. Like, she'd just start patting the wall. You ever heard anything like that?
No, but it's worth looking into.
Yeah, that's what I was telling her. I'm like, that's kind of interesting. You know, I never heard that. So, all right.
Yeah.
I'm going to see if she, like,
I would look
to some elders.
If I were you.
Right.
I'd look into that.
All right, cool. That's all I wanted to say, Chief. Enjoy the show, though.
Oh, okay.
Thanks, Chief. All right.
Right.
Cool.
Three, 336, you got anything before we get out of here?
Yeah, Chief. When you was talking a few minutes ago, I just wanted to add something to what you were saying about looking up genealogy. And you know I've run into this because you and I have had this conversation. When you were talking about the Indo-African people, the South Asia people, the East Indian people, people need to be aware of, even when you have documents that are claimed to be legal documents that has information down that saying that your people were either Native American people, and sometimes they may say Indian. Sometimes in your research, it may take you to another state, and you'll find other things that are related to that Indian. But I want to go back to the legal document thing, where you need to pay attention to words on some of those legal documents. You might find where it says they were Native American people, but they never received anything from the federal government. They couldn't find where their people were. And then they may be talking about they came from one time. It may say something in something you may have that will say county. And then it may say something about country. In that, you may find that might be where you may not be Native American or vice versa. And it will more than likely be, especially like you said, if you're out of Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, I'm in North Carolina, you probably be going to find East Indian people, the Indo-African people, because they were talking about country. So sometimes you can even have a document that's signed and saying that it's legal, and people take that and they run with that and say, well, this is what we say we are because it's a legal document. That's where you got to do your rest of your research, your history, your genealogy, your DNA, your anthropology, your epistemology. That's where you got to dig in and look much deeper than what you have, because some of these documents that are out there do not validate what they say that you are. People need to be aware of that.
Jerry is absolutely correct. And most people that I have found that have Indian ancestry and don't know what tribe, and they take DNA tests and it shows up South Asian or Asian, and sometimes it will show up Asian and Native American. That clearly tells me your people came from Madagascar or they came from Malabar, or they are known as the city people, or they're known as Black Portuguese or Lascars, Negro Asiatics. That is a fact. I ain't nothing to add at me sometimes. Well, you want to be the only Indian? How ignorant can you be to say something like that? People need to wake up and smell something. You can never be something that your ancestors were not. If you try to go down that road, you will fail.
I see.
Ancestors ain't gonna let it happen. All you have to do is look around at some of these renegade groups out here. Look at all the problems they're having, calling themselves Indians, running for the law, ending up in jail. That's just half of the problem. See, there are certain things Native American people just don't do or don't engage in. There's certain things ethnic African people will not do. And so many of these folks get out here, get totally out of character. That's not of your ancestors. Let me explain something to y'all. I was raised by my grandparents from 3 days old. And even in death, I still honor them. I still have the fear from the whippings I used to get from my grandmother. I have to think in my consciousness sometimes when I get the ill to do something wrong, she pops up. I ain't gonna embarrass mama. I ain't gonna embarrass daddy. I'm gonna leave that alone. Because I bear their name and they're raising upon me. There's just certain things in life Lonzato Langley will not do. Ain't gonna happen. Because the remembrance of them that lies within me has been made whole to certain principles in life. And these things are very important to all of us.
Chief. Chief.
Go ahead, Jerry.
I'm just going to say this, too. If we ever can unlearn, and you teach us that all the time, what we have learned, then you'll begin to find a whole lot of stuff that you've been told. A lot of it came through laws of assumptions. They made us say that we were this and they were that, but and made a law to that, but it never really backed up who you and I were until we started doing our research, till we started doing our genealogy, till we started the history, till we started doing all of our research to find out who we really are. We have to learn to find the truth by doing research. That doesn't mean everything grandma and grandpa told us was not true, but it just needs to be validated to make sure that the information that you and I have is accurate. Because one of the documents that I had, it was saying that we were Indian, but the Indian they were talking about one time was Native American, then they went to country. They knew something about who we were, so I had to research that. And that research, it was the Indo-African people. It was not Native American. And I don't understand why people struggle with being Indo-African, Indo-Chinese, Oceanic, whatever. I don't understand why we cannot accept and embrace those things of who we really are instead of trying to be somebody else that we're not. That I have an issue with now because it's important to embrace your people, your family. When you do, you will do what Chief said. You will begin to find your people. You will find yourself acting a certain way and know why they're that way and where it come from. And in that, your spirit will become to be free. You will be freed up in knowing who you are because you will be shown things about yourself that you never would have seen until you embrace the right people of who you are. Embracing somebody else's is creating nothing but chaos in your spirit and in your life. I'm muting now, Chief. I'm about to get started.
No, you can go ahead, yeah.
It's just a fact. It's nothing wrong with being these things because that is who we are. And when we accept that, like I said, we will be free in ourselves. We will be free in our ancestors. We will be open-minded to many things, and in that, the Creator will show us things we've never seen before. Trust me, it will do that. And if you don't believe it, I dare you to try. And then you'll see why it's so important to unlearn what you have learned and see what you've been told and what you've been taught wasn't what they said you were. See, I don't accept being called black anymore because that's not who I am. It's nothing but a social construct, which leads me to no path to no people nowhere. But when I did my test on my history, I done my research, I found who I was. I have a name to the people of who I am, where they come from, what I relate. And then when I started finding them and started getting around them, I start seeing me. I start seeing my father. I start seeing my grandfather. I start seeing my fifth great-grandfather. I start seeing a lot of people. Made me understand a lot more than I would have not if I had been trying to embrace something. And I was embracing stuff that wasn't me at one time that I thought that I was. And it wasn't me. And when I started getting on the right track, everything opened up, and it became to be a reality to me. And in that, it put me in the position to be able to help other people, to help my family. Doors have been opened that my wife and I are having more opportunities to talk to people and receive it. Our families is opened up to it, because when you do, people begin to hear what you're saying. And it says, oh, you know, that makes sense. And it starts matching up. I never thought about that like that. You know what? You're right. Chief's not taught this probably to some of the people in this class, but he taught us a class on how many different races African-American people have been called. You'd be surprised. It's not just hundreds. It's more than that. Of how many different times that we've been called many different colors. And then we accept one thing, called black, and that's not who we are. Just like if you was going to try to find your Native American people and you're not Native American, and you go to say, my mama told me that we was Native and my grandpa did too. Well, where are the people? You can't find them. Point, it just stops. If you go to mom and daddy's house and you married and you live somewhere, you know where mom and daddy live. You're going to go straight to their house. You know where they are. Everybody know where their people are. Just got to research. Got to dig. Got to find. If you want truth. Now, if you want to live a lie, okay. But the truth will set you free. So that's what it's done for me. And I can say that. And I don't have to walk the street looking at anybody, holding my head down, wondering what I am and who I am anymore. And I can talk to them. Thank God for Chief Lonzotto Langer and his teaching, that I can look at any of them and talk with them on any level. That's a freeing of the spirit. That's the freeing of my mind. That's unlearning what I had learned to get to the truth of things. So I just want to just hope people tonight will embrace that. Grab that. You might think it don't mean anything, but it does. Just wait till you start digging and find. I sit up here 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning researching and finding things. One thing led to another. I was out researching in the rain yesterday because I had a call in my spirit to go look. And I found out not only was there just 2 or 3, but there's about 75 graves there. There may be people that's related to me. And a lot of people don't even know where they're at. It'll open you up if you'll open up. I'm done, G.
Okay. Four, four. Do you have anything?
Prevo.
404.
I was saying Prevo to extend. Thank you very much, Jerry. And you too, Chief.
Oh, you're welcome, Prevo. It's all good.
Hope to see you home soon, sir.
Well, I am home.
I didn't know. But thank you very much for tonight's lecture.
Oh, you're
sorry about last week.
All right. So, in life and on this journey, we learn, we research, open mind, humbleness. You have to be humble. You have to be patient. And I'm telling you, the consciousness that's inside each and every one of you, your conscience is probably 1,000 years old. And that goes back to generations of generations of generations. All your ancestry that preceded you are in your consciousness. You have their thoughts. It's there. So remember those things. So on that note, we're done for tonight. Sunday is back to our genealogical class. And on Sunday, I'll be giving a 4-hour lecture on the occultism. I advise you all to come to class because we're going to get real deep on Sunday. And I will show you in black and white what happened, what is going on, and what continues to go on. And you will know these things are important. So on that note, everybody have a good night. Bye-bye.